This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's do it to it, right? Everybody, welcome to, that's right, Best Show. I'm in LA, Los Angeles, and we're in the new studio, and tonight's episode of the Best Show, let's consider this episode zero of the new chapter, because we're working out the tech stuff. We're making sure everything's tight, right? We're making sure everything's tight. What if I just say that from now? Would that be cool? Is that cool if I say that? Make sure it's tight. Wait, why did everyone stop listening? We're starting a new thing. Come back. No, I promise I won't say tight anymore. Well, I still might say it a little bit. No, I'm never going to say it again. I'm never going to say that the show's tight. It's the Best Show, Test Show. Kids are calling it. So here's the deal. We're getting the show underway. We're figuring this whole thing out. But I'm telling you right now, when this thing is rolling, look out, Jack, because it's Best Show time. And we got some big plans, and it begins here. And I want to, at the top of the show, thank my friends, Old Dudio, doing a lot of work on this. Thank you for all the tech stuff you're sorting out. Want to thank Brett from Forever Dog. You know him. Brett Boehm. Want to thank Brett for all the hard work he's been putting in, helping get the show on its feet. And Pat and Mike back in New Jersey. Pat did such an amazing job getting Jersey to California so that we can do this. And it's pretty amazing. I'm truly touched by the amount of work people have put in to make this a reality. And this is just the very beginning of it. We're going to get, everything's going to get sorted out. We're rolling starting tonight, and I'm just going to say next week will be that much more bonkers, and it's going to keep going from there. It's going to get more and more bonkers. So let's start the show with some good old-fashioned theme music. And this, I'm going to say this now. This might be the end of an era for this theme music. It served us well for so long. We'll talk about it later. Best Show. We'll be right back. What's up? Hey, everybody. Welcome to the best show. Wait. Okay. I can't hear Jason. I can't hear myself in my headphones. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the best show. There I am. Great. Perfect. Thank you. And we also just got a note that people might have heard mics on live while that dinosaur song was on. So, everybody, welcome back to the best show. We are setting everything back up, building the studio back up. As people have said, we're trying to make it tight. And, I said I wouldn't say that anymore. Sorry. Yeah, it's the best show. There we go. The phone number for the best show. That's right, new number. 201-989-0012. 201-989-0012. Tonight is a test show, the best show test show, as some are calling it. We're getting everything squared away. It's coming together. I'm pretty excited about it. And it's all lining up. So, thank you for all the support. We just heard Dinosaur Jr. from the album. And what album's that on? Cookie. Something with a cookie in the title, right? No, it's from Where You Been, not Cookie. What am I saying? Start chopping. And we're here to start chopping here on the old best show, which is going to be the new best show. Same show, different show. It's all the same. Nothing's the same. It's all different. Everything's the same. That's the effect we're going for. Again, phone number 201-989-0012. And there's a Dinosaur Jr. documentary coming out that I'm pretty excited about. Anybody have an inside track on that? Let me know. What do we have? We had Jay on the show, and that's I'm sure he would be like, oh, we didn't do a documentary. Like, when I was like, yeah, I watch a lot of Ink Master. And he's like, I never heard of it. And then it's like, you find out he literally gave a tattoo to one of the guys from Ink Master online. You got me, Jay. Whatevs. Look, Jay, You do your thing. I'm just over here trying to keep my thing tight. Oh, I said I wouldn't say it anymore. I am so sorry. So, yeah, let's start giving these phones an old workout, huh? You ready for a workout? An old phone workout? So I click on green. All right, we're sorting it out. Sorting it out. Keep talking. I was told to keep talking. Hey, everybody. Yeah, pretty excited about dinosaur movie. Speaking of rock docs, I actually got a sneak peek at the King Crimson documentary. That's a good, it's really good. And we're going to talk to we'll have the director on at some point, to talk about that, hopefully. Is that okay?
Yeah, that should be something. Let's see.
All right. Yeah, King Crimson Doc was great. Okay. Let me know when we're good.
You can take a call. You can take a call.
I can take a call. So I start with on host queue or call-in queue?
The call-in queue. You see where you have
three through seven?
Riley and Queens.
Start with that one. Okay.
You're going to start with the host queue.
So we start with the host queue and then go.
The call-in queue is what I'm going through.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So you move it up to the host queue.
You got it.
Well, look at that, Jason.
Woo!
All right. That's enough. Hello, best show.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. You are the first caller on the new phone system for the new best show.
I got to say, it's a huge honor, for real.
Don't say, you better not. Don't take this moment away from me. Now, who is this? Is it Riley?
Yes.
Riley, welcome to the best show. How are you tonight?
I'm doing better now. Thank you for having me.
Good. Where are you calling? You're calling from Queens, I was told.
Yep. Astoria.
Astoria. How's Astoria tonight?
Calm, mellow, mm-hmm. Great weather. Took a beautiful walk.
That's nice.
Having a good time.
That's nice. You walk around, you got a dog?
No, I just got I just like walking around.
Oh,
my phone ran out of batteries. My headphones ran out of batteries. So it's just me and the sound of the water lapping up against the rocks.
Yeah. You get to listen to the city, right? The sound of the city.
Yeah. Actually, my new favorite sound is the glass from all the broken bottles washing up on the rocks.
Crunching under your, I thought you said on the street. So you're on the water.
Yeah, I actually went down to the beach and I started collecting the beach glass today.
So maybe that'd be your new thing, huh? You collect beach glass and you get a little shelf and then you put your beach glass on it and you'd be like, I got this
it's
one.
It's in a jar now, yeah.
You put it on display and then you'll be like, people would be like, Riley, you got such a nice collection of beach glass. You should really show it around. And you'd be like, no, oh, nobody cares that much about my beach glass. Well, maybe I will. And then you'll be like, I'm actually going to do a thing at the Astoria Library and have a case with my beach glass in it. They want to showcase it. That'd be the Astoria Beach Glass exhibit. And you'll kind of like hover in front of it. What do you think?
This one looks like a little spoon, and this one looks like a little doggy.
Like, what does this one look like? And people be, beach glass? No, no, no. What shape is it? Like a rock or something? You're like, no, no, no. It looks like a rainbow. Look closer. It's a rainbow. Oh, yeah. I guess I see it. Hey, how much for your entire beach glass collection? And you'd be like, oh, I don't know, like, I never really priced it out. I was thinking like, well, how much would you get for it? So it'd be like, $4. You're like, $4. I was thinking I'd get like $80,000 for it. And then you just get so mad because you look at your beach glass and it's all you've become. You're like, is this all they see me as? It's just beach glass? Just the beach glass? Riley, the beach glass collector? That's all I am to anybody? Let's see what they think when I get rid of my beach glass. I'm smashing all this beach glass. No. Then you're like, no, what did I do?
I would like to one day return all the beach glass in a fit of rage to the water where I found it.
I'm going back. Beach glass, go back from whence you came. And you throw all of it, and then except one falls at your foot, and it's the one shaped like a spoon. And you're like, I can't let you go. I can't let you go. I'm starting over.
And then 20 years later, all of the pieces that I threw away are even more beautiful and more polished by the water.
Yeah, yeah. You go back and you find all of them again. And you're like, oh, look at you. Remember me? Remember? You're the one that looks kind of like a face. You're the one that kind of looked like Walter Matthau. You're the beach glass that had a passing resemblance to Walter Matthau. Everybody at my exhibit back in 2022 thought you looked like Walter Matthau too. And then we pull back. And
is that
we
what
realize,
I sound like to you?
Yeah, a little bit. And we realize you're telling the story from prison.
Oh, gee.
Riley, you know I don't think you sound like that. Cool your jets.
Come on, Carl.
What
are you doing to me?
What do you sound like? You're supposed to start singing Bare Necessities now, the way you're doing an impression of. I went to see karaoke. I went to do karaoke last week. Some dude did Bare Necessities. Mm-hmm. You should get thrown out if you do like some. Right? Doing karaoke. Yeah, everybody's picking good songs. And some clown goes, I'll get the Bare Necessities, the only Bare Necessities. It's like. It's not 1 p.m. We're not at nursery school.
Terrible.
Yeah. Are you going to read My Pet Goat next to everybody at the bar? Right? That guy might as well read one of the... What are you going to read? Jerry Seinfeld's children's book to everybody? Right?
It would maybe next they would sing ABCs.
The ABCs? Oh, we're going to do the ABCs next? Yeah. You ever read any of Jerry Seinfeld's books? Halloween?
No, I haven't.
He wrote a book called Halloween, children's book. A humorous tale about the Halloween experience as remembered by the author himself. From bad trick-or-treat candy to pajama-like costumes, enhanced with vibrant illustrations. And it's one of those children's books where they draw the person as a child with their adult face. Weirdest thing you ever saw in your life. It's 30 pages long also. Look, I'm not expecting the children's book to be like, look, they're not supposed to do, it's not supposed to be War and Peace, right? This guy can't break the 30-page mark. Will he write it on the turlet? If I ever interview Jerry Seinfeld, and I would like to, first question.
Yeah.
This Halloween thing you did, 30 pages, really? Would you write that thing on the turlet? How do you think that question would go over?
First question.
Jerry, it's so great to have you on the best show. Here, you be Jerry Seinfeld, and I'll be me.
Okay.
We're so excited. Our first guest on the new best show in Los Angeles. We got the one and only Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Jerry, first question. This children's book you did in 2002, Halloween, 30 pages long. Really? What'd you write that thing on the turlet? Click.
Well, I had to with all the coffee I was drinking while in the car.
Well, thank you. You gave him more credit than I did, but everybody just look how weird Look up Jerry Seinfeld Halloween and you see the way he looks in those things. If any kid was walking around the playground with that face, you'd be terrified. And look, I'm not putting kids down, but there's an adult.
I'm looking it up right now. Oh, no.
Yeah. Unbelievable, right?
Oh, that's rough. That's not a child.
It's not a child. No, it's not a child's face. So what can I do for you tonight, Riley? What do you got for me?
Oh, man. You know, I never heard you talk about Devo. What do you I saw Devo on Wednesday, and I thought they were just fabulous. I had such a good time at the Devo show. Everyone was dressed in their Devo regalia, and I guess they were celebrating 25 years of shows in New York, and they said they were about halfway done with their careers. So
wait, they were celebrating 25 years? You sure about that number?
25 years specifically in New York, of coming to New York.
No, Devo came to New York before 1995. 97.
Oh my God, you're right.
You're saying 97 would be the first time Devo came to New York.
Oh no, what am I thinking? You're right, you're right.
Wait. You're thinking 45 years.
Wait, 45 years. So they're half, so they haven't, they said at the end of the concert they have another 45 years to go.
Well, there you go. That makes a little more sense. No, I love Devo. They're great. Yeah. I wanted to see they were playing out here. They did like this, like retro fest a couple weeks ago that Devo played, and I wish I got to see them at it. But I didn't.
They were so cool. They didn't. They did all the costumes.
Did they do Whip It?
They did.
Did they do?
They did Whip It.
Did they do? No, 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 yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If it were opposite day, they would have said no, no, no. Okay, it was an opposite day, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I like Devo. What else? What else you got? You want to ask me another question? Do I like oxygen? What's next? Do I like fish filet sandwiches? These are all the yeses.
I don't know. I maybe we should give it up to another caller. I appreciate you. Happy for this new era. The best.
Goodbye. Get off my phone. That's how we start. You like that? You like that, Dudio? First call. First gomp.
I loved it. I loved every second of it.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Best Show.
Is this me?
You tell me, is it you?
It is me.
It is you. What's up? Who's this?
Don, this is Andrew. My wife, Emily, is here as well, who's spoken to you quite a few times.
Hi.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I've spoken to you, but not to Andrew?
I've called in, and it wasn't very good. Very... You know,
I'm just better.
She's better.
You're better at it. Now, Dudio levels are good.
We're still tweaking in here.
Okay.
But it's sounding really good in here.
Good, good. I'm just asking.
No.
You're tweaking.
We're tweaking in here.
What are you doing, crystal meth?
Yeah, Brett and I are just cooking up some meth.
You guys with your crystal meth. I think it's great that crystal meth is such a comedy reference point. Yeah, we're doing crystal meth. And look, I'm guilty of it. I just did it right now. But it's this nightmare drug that turns people into monsters. And everybody's like, crystal meth. Hey, you're all methed out. Oh, you mean, yeah, whatever. You get it. So, Andrew, you're not so good at calling in. Emily, you're good at it.
No. She's great. I'm terrible.
Andrew, what did you do when you tried to call before? What happened? What did you try to? You tried to be a big shot.
You know, I've listened for so long. No, I think I used a term that you just, you know, you weren't into. Well, I think I referenced something and I said, "Oh, you would love it, or you got to check it out." And you kind of were like, "I don't got to do anything," and that was. it was a slippery slope after that.
Well, look, that's okay. I forgive you. As they said in the song, you are forgiven, my friend. Let's let bygones be bygones. We'll move forward. So what brought you to the show tonight?
I was curious. A couple of weeks I've been wondering if you've happened to see, I know you're a big, you've spoken about it in the past, the Friendly's establishment. There's some new ads that they've sort of ramped up on running commercial spots for Friendly's. I didn't know if you saw any of them.
Well, unfortunately, here on the West Coast, we are Friendly's free out here, unfortunately. There ain't no Friendly's out here. It's shockingly unfriendly.
Yes. I would love if you could see some of these newer commercials. They've been sort of bombarding me with, we've sort of kind of been how you've been, where the Friendly's is just sort of this peripheral. It existed as a child, and all of a sudden they've sort of ramped up these ads that are sort of bullying. One is a woman who goes to order, which is a little uncomfortable, a second lobster roll. I didn't know Friendly's.
Well, hold on. I didn't know Friendly's sold lobster rolls. That is a no-go.
Neither did I.
That is, look, I love a lobster roll. I love a lobster roll just fine. Last time I checked, Friendly's ain't McCormick and Schmick's. We go to Friendly's. Get a lobster roll from the same kid who's making a fribble in the back is now going to be responsible for seafood.
Very uncomfortable. So the one ad.
Yeah, these lobster rolls woman, turned. Just pour some fribble juice on them. Just smear some of that peanut butter sauce on it. We'll put in Reese's Pieces. We'll call it Reese's Pieces by the Sea. A Reese's. A peanut and a surfing peanut. So yeah, so look, who knew Friendly's had lobster rolls?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Maybe they've sort of like shoehorned into the toast because everything's on toast. So maybe they thought, well, a lobster roll's traditionally on toast, so we're kind of, you know,
I wouldn't trust Friendly's to make toast correctly. I don't know if I'd be comfortable eating the toast at Friendly's, let alone the toast covered in lobster meat. And boy, I'm sure that's just the highest grade lobster meat you could find.
Well, as I was saying, the ad sort of is they've kind of got this new mascot of a guy who is kind of like a coach / bully. So this woman goes to order her second lobster roll, and he kind of points to a sign that says, always make room for dessert or something along those lines. And she's immediately served with a sundae. Another one is kids who have to like take an oath that they'll leave room for dessert. So they're kind of, it's really kind of bullying and weird.
And also it's so weird to be pushing the dessert on the ropes at Friendly's. People aren't going and eating and forgetting to anybody going to Friendly's is going in for ice cream. You only eat at Friendly's when you're just like, man, I didn't eat yet. Everybody else ate. I didn't get a chance to eat anything yet. I guess I'll get a cheeseburger and then I'll get some ice cream. But who's going to Friendly's with just like, oh, I got such an appetite. I'm starving. I guess I'll get a salad and soup. So go ahead, Emily.
No, then that led us to old Friendly's ads circa 1997, where it's cowboys, salmon, steak, and then verbatim on the ad, it says, don't forget your happy ending Sunday, which I thought was a little bit, okay, Friendly's.
That's when they would have, I think they would call the happy ending Sunday was like a smaller Sunday or something. I think where they're just like, if you get food, you can get some ice cream, but we won't give you a full size ice cream. It's a happy ending ice cream. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of just like, this is in reality, it's a scoop.
And let me just say also, I see what you two are doing. I see the game within the game. Emily's. Andrew was like shadowing Emily on this.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, here's how we'll do it. I'll come on. We'll get it out of the way. We'll say, I'm a bad caller. You're a great caller. Then I'll tee up the friendlies thing. Then you jump in and fill in the blanks. Then we'll go back to me, then back to you. Just be completely honest. Did any of this go on? Was there any prep on this?
No, actually, I pulled up. Andrew was saying how, you know, you had spoken about friendlies in the past, and I literally went down a rabbit hole, friendlies ads. And I pulled up the cowboy ad, and I was like, are you kidding me? This is, you can't write this. Like, steak, salmon, mm-hmm. happy ending. I'm a cowboy eating at friendlies. And I don't remember these because I grew up, you know, I was a child of the 80s and 90s. So it kind of spiraled. And mm-hmm. then he was like, all right, we need to call in with this stuff.
I mean, Tom, full disclosure, everything you described happened, but in my head. Not, Emily is of no.
Okay. You're not dragging her. You're not dragging her down with the, with your weird flights of fancy that you had on the, on what tonight right. could have been.
I'm weird too.
Well, good. When's the last time you went to Friendly's?
Oh my gosh. I actually had a really weird experience with Friendly's. So as I listened over the years and you've brought it up, I've kind of had this like weird thing. We used to go to Friendly's for, of course, ice cream, not a meal. Like in middle school and high school. And, it was always just like a kind of like real dirty spot that you would just get some kind of pseudo half decent ice cream. We're talking 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
How about you?
I haven't had Friendly since I've been out here. Kind of miss it. Wouldn't mind a Reese's Pieces Sunday at some point.
But there's Dairy Queens on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, there's Dairy Queens. There's ways to, look, they have ice cream out here.
And yeah, places but you can that get a Blizzard.
But a lot of times it's fancy schmancy ice cream. Right? Sometimes you just don't want a fancy schmancy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just, you know.
Hey, dude, like they're very quiet for me. I'm just tracking moment to moment, just in case that is anything.
We might be trying not to talk over you.
No, there you go. You're doing great. That's better. That's better. Thank you so much.
Pick it up. Pick up the pace. We'll pick up the pace.
No, it's not about the quality of the call. We're working out some tech stuff. Don't worry. You're doing great. Okay. You're doing great, Andrew.
I'm not worried.
Well, of course you're not, because Emily, you know you can skate through these things blindfolded. Andrew's probably covered in flop sweat. Is Andrew sweating? Are you sweating, Andrew?
He is. It's like cartoonish how it's popping off of his head.
Uh-huh. Well, go dry off, Andrew. Thank you both for the call.
Thank you.
Right, thanks, bye. Tom.
Ba-ha-ha, bo-bo-boop, bee-boop, bo-bee-bee-boop, bo-bo-boop. Quack, 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 quack. What am I saying? Hello, Best Show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Good, good. Who's this?
This is Andrew calling from Los Angeles.
Mm. A little bit of authority in your voice.
Oh, well, that's good. That makes me feel good.
What's up, Andrew?
I don't get that often. So
you sound a little bit. Are you a little bit of a tough guy? You're a little bit of a tough guy. You be honest. You're a little bit of a tough guy.
If I'm going to be honest, I'm going to say not really.
Okay.
But, you know, tough when, like, when pressed, yes. But generally, no.
When's the last time you socked somebody in the mouth?
Socked someone in the mouth?
Yeah.
Mouth?
When's the last time you socked somebody? When's the last time you socked somebody?
Side of the head, probably when I was about 25 years ago, somewhere between 20 and 25 years ago when I was young mm-hmm. and not as in control of my emotions.
Okay.
But, you know, fortunately since then I haven't been clocking people.
Now you kind of retired those fists of fury.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
So what's up, buddy?
Not a whole lot, man. Just, you know, trying to keep my head down, stay sane, doing all the weird, crazy things happening in the world these days.
Yeah, it's living hell right now.
Hanging in there. One good thing that I saw on, every once in a while, I'll go through my Roku channel and see what's available.
Roku, must
and,
be nice.
To my surprise, one of your favorite films, Clifford, is now available on the Roku channel, which I got to watch that.
Yeah. Why don't you say Roku channel one more time? You didn't get your full royalty from them yet.
Oh, if only, man.
What do you get? You on the you in the pocket of Big Roku? Well. We need to retire that as a comedic thing. Nobody can say the following phrase. You ready? Dude, write this down, please. Nobody can say that you're in the pocket of Big anything anymore.
Yeah. I back that.
I've got it written down.
Good rule.
Mike, you write it down also.
Will do.
All right. And Mike, another thing. I want you, Mike, how's this sound? What would you think? You think you could go grab a Friendly's lobster roll between this show and next week?
I think the nearest one went down. So I'd have to do a little searching.
Yeah, I'm sure there's still Friendlies out there.
I'm not a big lobster roll fan, though. I had a lobster roll at my local establishment and was not very pleased by it.
Well, maybe Friendlies will. Maybe the Friendlies could teach him a thing or two about seafood prep.
What was the name of your local establishment?
The Ivy League.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust there.
Dude, you need a Friendly's lobster.
Only smart people.
Why would eat one right now?
All right. Well, Mike said no, so that's.
But we don't have Friendly's out here.
Yeah.
Shame we don't.
Yeah. No, we don't. All us West Coasters, we ain't got no Friendly's. No. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, look, we'll figure. I want some people to do a Friendly's taste test of this lobster roll. And since Mike has recused himself. Because his local Friendlies ate it. Ironically, I wanted him to eat a lobster roll, but his Friendlies is the one that did the eating when it went under. Mm. Can you imagine me trapped in an abandoned Friendlies? Help. Get me out. Like if you couldn't get out. You're banging on the door. Just eating sprinkles to get by. I found a tub of sprinkles. This should sustain me for a while. Then you got to start rationing sprinkles out. Right? It would be a nightmare, huh, Andrew?
It would.
You count out the sprinkles you're allotted for the day.
Rationing sprinkles.
Yeah. For lunch, I can have 18 sprinkles. 1, 2, 3, then it's like 3 a.m. and you're just like eating sprinkles. You wake up, you're like, what did I do? They're all gone. All the sprinkles are gone. I'm going to die in this Friendly's. So. All right, Andrew.
Yeah, I haven't been to a Friendly's in a minute either. I'm from Philly originally, and you know, obviously, I've been out here like almost 10 years now, and they don't have them. So,
yeah. What's your favorite ice cream joint out here?
You know, I'm not really sure, man. There's not a ton of like chains
because it's all fancy. Like it's all fancy schmancy.
Curated.
You're like, let's go to Jenny's, and they're just like, it's $14 for a cone.
Exactly.
But don't worry. What flavor is it? It's like, it's a whorehound. What? You're like, you have chocolate? And they're like, yeah, we have chocolate with lavender in it.
I was literally just thinking lavender.
And you're just like,
was like,
lavender?
Yeah.
You know I'm turning into.
Don't tell my girlfriend. She likes lavender flavored things, but not so much me. The thing I've noticed about LA is that, like, somehow they try to do, like, quote unquote, crappy food fancier,
mm-hmm.
but yet it somehow doesn't taste as good as, like, the, you know, crappy food back east.
Like what's an example for you?
Well, I mean, first of all, good luck getting a good sandwich. I have a hard time finding good sandwich places. Mm-hmm. There's a place called Boo's up the street in Koreatown that's okay. They do cheesesteaks mostly, but they have a decent hoagie. Here and there, there's spots, but, that's the thing for me that I miss the most is the sandwiches. They just don't do it as well. I don't know what it is.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a little challenging. Like, I have a hard time because I miss, like, that tuna sandwich kind of thing that you'd get at, like, Katz's. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've only been to Katz's a couple times, and I pretty much do the pastrami every time. Mm-hmm. But, man.
And they like their pastrami. There's a place called The Hat out here that loves its pastrami.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I haven't been there yet. I'll check it out.
It's, The Hat's pretty good when it comes to a tuna sandwich. Still missing a little something, right. But it's really good. Look, we're not going to complain about stuff.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, Andrew.
You know.
Anything else?
What can you do? Just wondering how the studio's treating you guys.
We're getting there, buddy.
Doing
we're
all
getting
right
there.
So
it's
far?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got sounds I can
good
do. I can do sounds on this board. Sounds.
Nice. What's the board? What kind of board you working with? What's the an SSL or something cool like that?
Nah, it's made by Pillsbury. It's they're getting into audio equipment. It's pretty cool. It's a Poppin' Fresh 3200X L.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet unit.
Awesome.
You put it in the oven, and it's in a tube. And then you pop the tube, and then you put it on a tray, and then you take it back out, and it's solid.
Well, that's great. That's great. I hope that works out for them.
Thanks, son.
Pro audio.
Get off my phone. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Justin in Asheville, North Carolina.
Well, welcome to the show, Justin. Everybody loves Asheville. Everybody says Asheville's the coolest, huh?
It is cool. You actually have a good bunch of good venues. I see that John Worster is going to be coming up here at in a few weeks to do a concert with Superchunk and everything, but there are good things about it, and there are some not so good things about it, but I'm hanging in there.
Like what? What's not good about it?
Rent.
The rent?
Yeah, the cost of living is atrocious out here.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go see that rock show?
Maybe. It depends on what COVID's going to do.
Just go. Triple mask. You'll triple mask and stand in the back.
That is true. Hey, I actually had one question for you tonight, Tom. I've always wondered about.
What's that now?
Yeah, I saw you wrote a book about the rise and fall of prog rock and everything. I just wanted to ask, what is your favorite prog rock
band? Hold on. I wrote a book about the rise and fall of prog rock? When did I do that?
Yeah. Or you actually did a podcast about the rise and fall of prog rock.
I interviewed Dave Weigel, who wrote a book about the rise and fall of prog rock. I interviewed the author.
Okay, gotcha.
So what do you want to know? What do you want to know, son?
Yeah. What is your favorite prog rock band? My favorite is Yes, probably followed by King Crimson, because I I think I did hear correctly that you're going to interview the King Crimson documentary director earlier tonight. So what is your favorite prog rock band?
Yeah, well, let's go with King Crimson.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your favorite Yes song?
Cool, yeah.
What's your favorite Yes song?
Yeah.
Leave It?
It's probably Close to the Edge.
Mm, get your money's worth on that one.
And actually, when I was actually taking a hard computer programming exam while in college, I kept playing both The Revealing Science of God and Ritual off of Tales from Topographic Oceans over and over again, and it helped me through it.
That's good. Look, Yes is good study music.
It absolutely is. Prog and computer programming, they go together like, you know.
Shana-na-na-na-na and yibbity-yip-de-yip. Right?
Yep. Yep.
I was eating in a restaurant yesterday. They were playing the Grease soundtrack straight through. Weirdest thing I ever heard. Be sitting in a restaurant here, like Grease Johnny Lightning.
It was like Johnny Rockets or something like that.
No, it was just a regular place. And they were playing the Grease soundtrack. Sit there, got to hear a Born to Hand Jive and then the Grease Lightning.
Huh.
All right, buddy.
Weird. And actually, another guy I like to mention, because my dad's a musician and everything, he always talks about a guy named Warren Hamm. He used to be one of the lead singers for Blood Rock. And actually, when he toured with Olivia Newton-John and everything, he actually did the male
Hold part on a three. Second. Your dad toured with Olivia Newton-John?
No. Warren Hamm did. Warren Hamm does. Okay. My dad's a musician, but he's not that big.
What's your dad play? Bass?
He's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays keyboards, guitars, a little drums. He plays a little bit of banjo, but yeah, he's a multi-instrumentalist.
So when your dad is gigging with Warren Hamm, he wasn't gigging with Warren.
He didn't gig with Warren Hamm. He just told me about Warren Hamm.
So your dad's not like a session guy who goes on tour and everything.
Oh no.
Okay. All right. Well, tell your pops I said hi.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I've told him about you and everything. And well, he isn't like, you know, a big national act or anything.
Oh, I accidentally hung up on that guy. Oops. Sorry, buddy. Hello, Best Show.
What's up, White Knight of the Airwaves? This is first timer Mike from Bay Bridge, calling to speak with the true king of all media.
Oh, but Mike from Bay Bridge, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Mike, I appreciate those nice words you said. I know it's been a few weeks since we've spoken, and come on, Mike.
Well, look, I just wanted to say that I hope you and yours are having a great spring, and beyond that, a summer in which you and those with whom you share that special connection will create memories of that special connection and a future where that connection remains, as well as a sense of place.
Yeah, where you can this is Bruce Springsteen. Mike in Bay Bridge is actually Bruce Springsteen. It's very exciting that you call. But you call as Mike from Bay Bridge every week.
Well, I just want to say I can't believe that I haven't spoken to you in what, like 3 weeks, and you still remember me.
Bruce, it's not that hard to remember you. You're Bruce Springsteen.
No, it's like a gift. You know, a lot of folks out there, they think you're some kind of god because of these superpowers you've got.
What superpowers do I have?
Well, like just being able to remember so many people.
Well, I mean, I remember you. You're Bruce Springsteen. I've been listening to your music my whole life.
Yeah, but I'm just dicking around up there on stage for 5 hours.
I would say you're doing a little bit more than that.
Hey, speaking of, I guess you heard the big news, right?
What's that?
Street hitting the road in 23. We announced it today.
I did hear that. That's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm already in training.
You're in training for the shows already.
Yeah, I doubled my normal workout.
And what does that mean?
Well, the normal workout I usually do, you know, among other things, I'll do 5,000 sit-ups and 5,000 push-ups a day and do 26 miles on the elliptical.
Mm-hmm.
So I doubled that. I doubled that.
How many miles on the elliptical?
26.
26 miles a day?
Yeah, like a marathon, but on the elliptical.
So you do a marathon every day on the elliptical machine?
Yeah, at the highest setting. I also play basketball with a medicine ball, and I swim in an infinity pool filled with liquid lead.
I didn't know that you could swim in liquid lead.
Well, technically you can't and you shouldn't, but I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how does that work?
It's hard, you know. I mean, I almost drown every day, but it's fine. It really does, you know, get the quads and the lats in shape.
Sure. Because, I mean, you are in amazing shape, Bruce.
No. I'm kidding. Thank you. You know, I'd love for you to MC some of the shows.
Wait, to MC some of the... You've never really had an MC at your shows, though, Bruce.
No, but I like doing some new stuff, you know, but I don't know, maybe you come up and you do some good-natured joshing of the boss, but nothing like what you say about Billy Joel. Oh, my God, does he hate you?
Well, you know Billy Joel?
Oh, yeah. He read your book, and he's livid.
Oh, because I said I didn't like him in it, yeah.
Yeah, he said he dreams of the day when he can drive his car through your living room.
So that's how he's going to get back at me.
Yeah, he said he's going to give you the full BJ.
Okay. Well, I could live without the full BJ.
I know. You know, but I'm working on him. I'm trying to convince him that you're a good guy, because you are.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, you see this article last week where some government official confirmed that we have, in fact, been visited by ETs?
Yeah, I did see that.
Well, on the QT, I can confirm his confirmation.
Wait, say that again?
I can confirm that confirmation.
About the ETs?
Yeah.
I want to hear more about this.
Through my friendship with former President Barack Obama, I've seen and heard things almost nobody knows about. You know, this nation has many, many secrets it doesn't want its citizens to know. And a lot of this stuff is so shocking, you'd be taken out for even knowing about it.
Like what? Can you tell us?
Well, first I want to say... They only spare me because the head of the CIA is a huge Bruce head.
Okay.
Yeah. He has this insane collection of vinyl bootlegs.
Okay. He has a lot of bootlegs?
Yeah, lots of stuff I didn't even know existed. You know, Landau's trying to get the stuff from him, but Johnny doesn't want to disappear either.
Well, I wouldn't. I can't blame him. That would probably... That's a very... It's like... Thin ice is what it feels like.
It is. And, you know, so many of these things I've seen would blow your mind through the front of your face. I can only tell you a couple of them.
Okay, well, let me hear them. What do you got?
Well, I saw a fully functioning perpetual motion machine that would put an end to the need for all fossil fuels and solar power.
Okay, I want to hear more about this.
Well, that's all I can tell you about that. This was crazy. I saw a full-sized ocean liner just hovering in the sky upside down.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea what it was about, but it was the most shocking, unnatural visual I've ever seen. It was kind of like that movie, The Philadelphia Experiment.
Yeah. So you've seen all of these things.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Back in the early days, we used to play this place outside of Philly in Bryn Mawr called the Main Point. It was one of the first places where people really started to take a shine to my music.
Mm-hmm.
I was single and ready to mingle at that point, so I guess you could say I was conducting a lot of Philadelphia experiments of my own after my shows.
But, oh, God, okay. That's a little bit of a... Little...
I know...
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know most of the Kama Sutra posters, most of the positions on the posters. And I even keep a small Kama Sutra card in my wallet in case I need to reference it. But,
like a little flash card?
Absolutely, yeah. You know how like cops will have the Miranda rights card? I have that, but for like positions.
Oh, God. Oh, Bruce.
I know. Well, what else have I seen? Two Bigfoot corpses.
So you saw two Bigfoot corpses. So you know Bigfoot exists.
Yeah, what they say is true. They really do smell like fetid, burnt tractor tires that have been stuffed with 2-month-old rotten mayonnaise-infused whale carcasses that Donald Trump farted into.
Jeez. You really got the right. you really saw some special stuff.
I did, and I smelled some special stuff. I also saw the full JFK report.
Okay, what was that about?
Well, I'm not going to go too into it, but I will say it wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald, and it didn't happen in Dallas. But the thing about LBJ and the skull is true.
Oh God! Oh, that's terrible.
I know. I also saw an alien aircraft, cancer cures, plans to move the government into space if there's a planetary catastrophe, a hammerhead shark that's also a certified public accountant. The list goes on.
That's a pretty weird list, Bruce.
Super weird. You know, this is kind of funny. I mentioned Trump earlier. Apparently, when Trump was shown a small crashed alien aircraft, he was in absolute jaw-dropping awe.
Okay. That would be pretty awe-inspiring.
Yeah. Not because of the aircraft, but because he thought the clear plexiglass case it was in was made of ice. He couldn't understand why it didn't melt.
So he didn't know what plexiglass was.
Yeah, and he would try to wow people with those things. He'd bring people he hoped to impress to see the secret stuff and act like he actually owned it all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, kind of like in Stripes when John Larroquette takes that working gal in to see the EM-50 assault vehicle. You know, fun fact, in that scene where Larroquette realizes that the EM-50 has been stolen, he's supposed to run through these two big, heavy doors, and they shot a take, and then decided to do another take, and someone ended up locking the door between takes, and Larroquette broke his nose on it, had to go to the hospital.
He broke his nose on the car door.
Yeah, no, the swinging doors in the... In the building, and it's why they call acting the world's deadliest profession.
It's pretty well, I don't know if it's the deadliest profession. I mean, there's risks involved, but it's not. It seems like there must be other riskier professions.
No, I feel like I heard Jeff Conaway say that
from Taxi.
From Grease, man. Everyone's like all into Travolta now, like because he wears leather jackets and he references the Circle Jerks. But tell you,
hold on, Bruce. Jeff, I just want to back up for one second. Everybody's into John Travolta now because he wears leather jackets and references the Circle Jerks.
Well, I guess someone doesn't follow Greg Hedson on Instagram, but yes, yeah.
I just wanted to let that sentence. I didn't want to power past that one, Bruce.
I agree. But getting, see, it's
everyone might be a strong. Sorry, go ahead. You go ahead, Bruce. Bruce, I'm sorry.
Jeff Conaway was supposed to sing Grease Lightning and Travolta lobbied against it.
He took it from Jeff Conaway.
He took it from him, yeah.
So you're more of a Jeff Conaway man.
I'm Conaway for life, yeah. I mean, I told you about my whole taxi audition.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Do you remember this story that was on the news back in April where this guy had a weird altercation with a Rumson, New Jersey waiter, and he ended up hiding in the bushes right next to the restaurant for 4 hours, thinking nobody knew he was there, and the cops and the fire trucks all came?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was a weird story, right?
Weird.
Yeah. Well, it was me.
It was you?
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce.
I know. Please don't make me tell the story.
Bruce.
Please.
Bruce, I gotta ask for the story.
All right. Well, as most people know, I've never really partied or anything. Like, I never really got into that stuff, but I do have one unusual vice.
What's that?
Getting into and then getting out of horrible life and reputation threatening trouble.
Such as?
Well, I have to go back to when it started, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was about 10 years old, and I was at the butcher's shop with my old man. And the butcher, the old man Hottenstein, he asked my dad to come help him move this huge box of ice in the back room. So when they were back there, I started kind of goofing around with these two very sharp big knives that were on the counter. Very ill-advised and very dangerous, but you know, I was a curious kid.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm getting a little dry throat here. Hang on. Oh yeah, agua, you need it. Anyway,
you've got a sip of water there?
Gotta have it. You know, they're saying McCartney doesn't take a single sip of water during these shows. I'm like, come on. Maybe he does, or doesn't. I don't know. I wear water during my shows.
Yeah, you definitely, you're flying the flag when you're up there.
I do. So, all right. So, anyway, you know, I'm goofing around with these knives, and I spun them around. And they went flying off the counter, and they made this very loud bang as they hit the floor. And had they hit me, you know, it would have been awful, very bad stuff.
But, sure.
So my dad and old man Hottenstein come running out to see what happened. And I know I'm going to be in the most trouble I've ever been in if they find out that I was being so reckless with these sharp knives, right?
Okay.
I don't know where this came from. Perhaps it's the same wellspring my creative half accesses when I write songs, but I proceeded to tell a story that was immensely far-fetched, but also believable enough to squeak by in the plausibility department.
Uh-huh. What was the story?
Well, you know, you hear about people not being in their body as they watch themselves perform some Herculean task, you know, like a parent lifting a car off a child, that sort of thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's exactly how it was with this. I couldn't believe what I was hearing myself say.
Like, and what were you saying?
Well, I start telling this incredible story of how just after they went into the back room, this menacing guy in a ski mask ran in and started yelling, "Where's the money? Where's the money?" Which reminds me of this maddening line in Fast Times when the robber comes into the 7-Eleven where Brad's working and he says he doesn't know where the safe is. And the robber says, "They're behind the donuts." And it's clear that they're Twinkies, not donuts in front of the safe. Remember this?
Not particularly.
Yeah, it's a terrible line. I don't know why they didn't change it. You know what saves that scene, though?
What's that?
Judgy's wearing a Bruce shirt.
That'll do it. What did you call him?
Yeah. My little sister was in Fast Times.
Yeah, that's right. You called him Judgy?
Oh, yeah.
Judgy Reinhold?
I came to visit the set. He was cool. My sister had a brief thing with Ray Walston.
Mr. Hand?
Yeah.
Wow,
I'm just kidding. She did.
Oh, I was going to say, Bruce, that's... The age difference is enormous.
The boss can joke around, right?
No, the boss can. You also, I will say this, getting to know you over the last year, I really have gotten to see different sides of you in terms of your personality.
Yeah. Well, you know, the stuff that the crowd gets during the show, I mean, it's got to be basic. It's got to be big. It's got to be telegraphed, you know, so everybody can identify with it. But, you know, I riff as hard as the next guy. Like, you know, I'm up there with whoever, Patton Oswalt or Jake Fuglenoost, mm-hmm. those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you really.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Back to the story. I had a major, you know, diversion there. So I continue my tale to my dad and old man Hottenstein. I said the robber said either I tell him where the money is or he's going to get me. And, you know, keep in mind, I'm 10. It's already an insane premise. Why would I know where the money is?
Yeah.
Like, you think I'm the butcher?
Yeah.
Right? So I told them that the robber said he was going to tie me up if I didn't give him the money. And I said that just then I grabbed the knives and I lunged at the robber. And the robber got scared and ran off. And I told them that I lost my grip on the knives. And that's when they heard them hit the floor, right? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm certain that they're both going to yell at me. But they bought it.
Wow, you got away with it.
Yeah, my dad even bought me a bunch of crazy cards, which were, of course, the precursor to wacky packages. They were taken off the market because the cards were deemed racist and the bubble gum was deemed toxic.
That would do it. Either one of those.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, ever since, you know, I've gotten my kicks talking my way out of trouble that I purposefully get myself into.
That, you know, it's a skill set. You've kind of turned it, I guess it favored you in a certain way because it allowed you to learn how to tell stories and all the things you do that we enjoy. But I didn't know this was a part of your upbringing.
Yeah. And I can only do it where I'm fairly sure that I'm not going to get recognized. Like I'll see a huge muscle bound guy. And I'll go up to him from behind and I'll come up and start tickling him and saying something really embarrassing like, who likes peanut butter?
You do that? You go up to strangers? And...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, what happens when some muscle-bound guy turns around?
Well, as he's about to start wailing on me unmerciful, I say I thought he was my cousin Tim who just got back from duty in the Middle East. That I haven't seen in years, and that's what we would do to each other as children.
And that, and they excuse they excuse you for that.
It's such a weird thing to say that they're caught off guard, and they're like, "Oh God, maybe that is true." That or like I'll tailgate a cop until he's so furious he calls for backup, and that cop pulls me over, and then I start crying, and I tell them my accelerator got stuck at the exact speed the cop was going.
Oh, Bruce, these are some pretty weird little details that a little look inside your world.
I know, right? I mean, it's harrowing, but I always get out of it. And not because I'm Bruce Springsteen. It's all in how you spin the yarn. You have to act like you're completely mortified and apologetic and that what you're saying is the absolute truth.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. It seems like
so getting back to the guy in the.
It seems like you're also keeping it a little, like you're giving details enough that seem like, well, he's got details. He couldn't be making this up. They're just too specific, also.
Yes. And I've always got a lot of them in my, you know, my excuse quiver, you know. So which takes me to the guy in the bushes. So I'm out with Steve, Patty, and these new friends of Patty's at this upscale seafood place in Rumson. And Steve starts telling these new friends at our table about the getting in and out of trouble thing I do. And everybody starts egging me on to do it, right? So I finally give in. So when the owner of the restaurant comes around and asks how everything is, I say, it's terrible. It's the worst food I've ever eaten, and I'm going to call the health inspectors first thing in the morning and get this place shut down.
Oh, my God. How does that go over?
Everyone's in shock, right? I mean,
yeah.
But like I said, I've got some stuff in the quiver. I'd already done this one before, so I had my remedy, my excuse all ready to go. And basically, I was going to wait until he brought the chef out, and I was going to say, oh, wait. I just remembered. My doctor said this new nasal spray he prescribed was going to make food taste weird and sometimes even awful. And then I go into full apology mode, right?
That's pretty very, good. Very weird, Bruce.
Right?
Very weird.
It's plausible, and it's a standby I'd recommend to any promising scoundrel.
Very promising. No, very, very convincing because of the detail. Very weird.
Well, so nobody can believe I said this to the owner, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're all mortified. Oh, my God. Well, the owner starts to sob.
Okay.
And he says his dad is the head chef.
Oh, God.
And his dad has been losing it lately. And this is the final straw. He says he's going to demote his own father from head chef to sub-assistant salad boy in charge of crouton placement. Very sad, right?
Yeah, that is sad. What did you do?
Well, first I turn red, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this isn't going the way they always go. So the owner goes, I'm so sorry, Mr. Springsteen. And I'm like, oh, great. He knows who the fuck I am.
Okay, Bruce. You go easy on that. But, so, okay, so he knows who you are.
Okay. Yeah, so I realize I'm effed, right?
Yeah.
That's basically
yeah.
the shortened what I just, the word I just said that I could tell you didn't like.
So he knows who you are and he apologizes.
Yeah, so I know I'm effed. It's a terrible look for the boss, right?
Sure.
So he says he's going to tell his father to go home, and he'll prepare our food himself.
Wow.
So what happened? When the owner walked from the patio back into the restaurant, I slowly got out of my chair. I didn't say a word. I stepped over a small wrought iron fence, and I sunk down into the thorny bushes next to the restaurant.
Hope that makes
sense. Sorry, I dropped my wallet.
It's okay. They're very slippery these days.
They are.
They're making them with this new material.
They are, yeah. It's not porpoise skin, because I would never buy that, but it's slippery like you would imagine a porpoise's skin.
Yeah. Oh, Bruce, so you're hiding in the bushes.
Yeah, I have no idea what I was thinking. Maybe I thought if nobody could see me, I wouldn't exist anymore. Like, sometimes I have fantasies like that, or like I have a pet Loch Ness monster, or that I can beat Jean-Claude Van Damme in a slap fight.
These are things you really think about?
Oh, yeah, I'll think about these. I mean, I played Thunder Road a million times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chances are it's like, yeah, you're hearing me going scream door slams. I'm usually thinking about something like, God, I wonder if I could ride a Loch Ness monster, like if I would fall off.
So that's
almost like a bucking bronco sort of thing.
That's what you're thinking about when you're on stage?
Oh, my God, yeah. It's like half the time I'm looking out there and I'm seeing these vendors with these hot dogs and stuff. It's like, oh, my God, I bet I could eat 7 of those right now.
So you're thinking about food and Loch Ness monsters.
all kinds of stuff. I'm thinking of, like, I wonder, you know, we talked about fast times. Like, I wonder if Damone, I don't know. It's like, I can't tell you what I was thinking about Damone. It's sort of dirty, but it also involves, like, was he scalping my tickets? And if so, you know, I have, like, fantasies about maiming him. It's such weird stuff. You don't want to know what's going on in there.
It's pretty weird, Bruce.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, it is. So I'm laying in the bushes. I'm only 5 feet away from my wife, Stephen, and these four other people. Mm-hmm. And I just laid in that bush in total silence. Everybody knew I was in there, so it was really uncomfortable. And then the cops came, but I was still silent in the bushes the whole time. I'm just laying there like King Tut in his sarcophagus. Didn't think the boss knew a word like that, did you?
Well, you're a smart guy. I'm not that surprised.
Well, I didn't really go to college, though. I went to the school of hard knocks, I guess, or the school of hard rock.
You did go to the school of hard rock. And the school of hard knocks.
I did, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Turns out the cops recognized little Steven from his show Lillehammer, and they were huge fans of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They eventually convinced me to come out of the bushes. And it was weird because they had no idea who I was, and they made me take like 100 photos of the three of them together, and they ended up beating Steven Lillehammer trivia.
That they knew more about Lillehammer than he did.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knew that the cops were huge fans of Lillehammer?
Yeah, who knew? I don't know. Very weird. So that's the weird. That's that weird stuff. It actually feels good to unburden myself that it was in fact me who did that, and not Southside Johnny, like the rumors were going around.
Yeah. Well, Bruce, you're every time it's interesting. Every time
there's a lot of stuff in here.
You're a weird dude.
Hey.
No, but I mean in a good way.
Oh, thanks. Hey, remember when I told you I found some old demos I did back in the day?
Oh yeah.
Well, you're never gonna believe it, but I found another tape I'd forgotten about.
You did?
I did, yes.
What was on those demos?
You know, when there was all that new metal stuff going on in the early, was it the early aughts?
Yes.
Well, you know, I saw how much the kids were into that stuff, and I guess I thought maybe I could pick up some new fans if I made an album that sounded like Limp Bizkit or Puddle of Mud.
Okay. And you actually tried it on for size.
I did, and Tom, I beg of you, please don't make me read some of the song titles on this tape. Please,
give us a little. Come on.
I won't.
You gotta.
I shan't.
You should.
I shnaunt.
I don't know if that's a word, Bruce.
Okay. All right, hang. Let me get the. Oh man, freaking my head. Smash this place up. No more bull blank. You lied. I can't find my baseball hat. Hate Groove 69. Extreme chaos. Soul pain. Are my shorts long enough? To name just a couple.
Bruce, those sound. Hate, what was the one song? Hate?
Hate Groove 69.
Okay. What's that one about?
Lead in the last song. Well, you know, just hating stuff, you know, and it's basically it's kind of like a funky kind of infectious groove, like Psycho Maiko and back when Bobby Trujillo was in Infectious Grooves, you know, and that sort of, that would go into the final song, which was Are My Shorts Long Enough?
And the stuff just didn't work?
No, it just didn't sound good. And I had to stop writing those songs because the Telecaster isn't made for those drop tunings and the strings kept popping off and poking me in the eye.
Mm-hmm. That'll, yeah, I guess it doesn't seem like a good fit for a bunch of reasons.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, should I start doing parkour? Oh, no.
What? What's wrong?
Oh, no.
Bruce, what's going on?
Well, I guess what they say about The Best Show being the favorite podcast of Freehold's oldest and angriest butchers is true.
What's going on?
Tom, you're not going to believe this, but old man Hottenstein is standing outside my house. He must have been listening to us.
Oh, no, Bruce.
It's weird. We called him old man back then because he looked 75. His diet of nothing but raw haunch fat must have preserved him all these years, right?
Well, I guess God bless him. He seems like he's probably doing all right then.
Well, that said, he does look pretty rough. It's not a judgment, just a fact.
Yeah, well, he's not aging well then. But wait, he's outside?
He's outside. He's got what I call peanut butter cookie face. Like, you know, Harrison Ford sort of has, where he's got a lot of deep crevasses.
Peanut butter cookie face.
Yeah, you never heard that?
Bruce, I've never heard that.
I guess it's just another weird thing the boss is to be mocked for.
I'm not mocking you. I just haven't heard it before.
All right, all right. Anyhow, he's out on my lawn brandishing a giant meat cleaver. But Tom, honestly, he's pretty decrepit.
What? Okay, so you feel like you're okay then?
Yeah, he can barely hold that knife. I mean, I may be 72, but I can take this old coot, and I'm going to do just that. All right? So it's weird. I know I've said this before. Zero trouble until I met you, but... Seems like a weekly occurrence. I'm either getting my face pounded into the cement or I'm pounding someone else's, which is about to happen right now.
Yeah.
All right, I got to go. And please, I'd love you to MC some of these shows. Please.
Okay, I will.
All right, that sounds great. All right, I'm going to go take out 70 years of anger out on this old guy's peanut butter cookie face. All right.
Okay, Bruce. Be well.
Take care.
Okay.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Have a great night.
You too. Man, Bruce Springsteen, getting weirder. It's getting weirder somehow. So, hey, one thing I want to tell you all. Well, we're the best show. We're testing out the equipment. We're getting the hang of it. I think everything's going pretty good. You doing all right, Dudio? Studio? He left. Guess it's not going so well. Well, we had our moment. No, he's running around doing different things. I do another show, and it's called Double Threat. And it's me and Julie Klausner. We're going to do a couple live shows coming up. Let me get the dates on this. How about that? Let me pull the dates up on these live shows. Let me get the dates for everybody. Let's see if we can find the dates for the live shows. Here we go. September 28th in Los Angeles. The Lodge Room. October 20th. In Brooklyn at the Bell House. If you're a Forever Dog Plus member, you can buy advance tickets now. And for everybody else, they go on sale tomorrow. Go to Double Threat Pod. Go to @DoubleThreatPod for more information on the tickets. Yeah, well, it's going to be an amazing time. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be so much fun doing a show with Julie. And maybe even, maybe even old Brett will show up. Who knows? I hear things. Could happen. It could happen. Hey, we're going to play something from our friend Colleen Green. From her new record, came out a few months ago, called Cool. Going to listen to the hit single, the first single from the album, I Want to Be a Dog. Let's check it out now on The Best Show. Hardly Art label. Thank you. Colleen's awesome. Maybe we get Colleen Green on the new Best Show here with the new setup, huh? What do you think? Yeah. So, we're figuring out all the equipment. We're getting it all set. It sounds great. I'm very excited. And yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. Let's go back to the phones and the number. 201-989-0012. That's the new number. 201-989-0012. Who's going to put together some sort of, little way to remember that. What do you call those? What do you call those? Right? I don't know what to, you know what I mean? Where you do a little mnemonic trick. Is that what it is? Is this just called a mnemonic trick? Well, let's go to the phones. Maybe somebody on the phones will know. Hello, Best Show.
Hi, Tom.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Colette from Athens, Georgia.
Well, Colette, thank you so much for staying on hold for as long as you did. I appreciate it.
I know how it works.
You know how it works. You get it, Colette. What's going on?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, watching my dog play with the stuffed onion.
Yeah. Your dog's playing with a stuffed onion.
Yeah, with the stuffed onion. It's pretty great.
Where'd you get the stuffed
onion? The stalks are crinkly and the onion bulb squeaks, so it's like his two favorite things in one.
Yeah, it's all... And dogs love onions.
Yeah, they're huge fans.
Well, they love hunting onions.
That's what they were bred for.
I want to get one of those onion dogs, like a truffle pig, like an onion dog. They just root... through and
Winston probably good at that.
So you think your dog could root out some onions?
He loves to dig.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much digging you have to do to get an onion out, but he's like dug through doors and, you know, cages and all kinds of stuff. He'd be good at that part of it.
Mm-hmm. Digging for might as well face it. Your dog's addicted to onions.
Yeah, he's addicted to onions for sure. But yeah, no, you know, just a normal night in Athens, hanging out, watching some wrestling. It's the usual.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Very exciting in Georgia tonight. I know you're pumped.
Yeah, well, it was election day today. I did vote.
Yeah, you're pumped and your guy got in, Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker. Yeah, I love him. It was great, all the 1994 Herschel Walker and his dying days of football cards that I had when I was a kid. Had to vote for him. Tribute.
He just seems cool. And
yeah,
very
trustworthy. He's a real piece of work. I'm proud to be from this state.
Yeah. No, I know.
No, not from the state, but I live in the state.
No, Brett from Brett was very, very pumped. He's fired up. He said that this is the only guy who can lead us out of the swamp. Like, okay.
Is Brett from the swampy part?
I didn't know we were in a swamp. He said, trust me, we're in a swamp.
We're in a swamp for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a good world. So what's fun going on now, Colette? Anything?
I was calling. I had like maybe two things, but I'm gonna go with like the one that I figured you might be best able to commentate at, which is that I posted a list of my favorite candies the other day, and people told me that I was crazy. And you're like a candy person, like, you know, not to say that that's, you know, a thing that you're an expert at or whatever, Colette, but you know a lot about candy, and I know a lot about
you
candy.
You cannot offend me. There's no version of this where I'm just like, oh, how dare you say I like candy? It's like, no, I do. I like it. Where can I see this list?
People seem to think it's a kid's thing. Only kids get candy.
Where can I see this list, Colette?
It's on Twitter, but I can just read it for you.
All right. What are we talking? Top candy? Well, how does this list work?
Well, it says candy rankings, but each one is ranked number one. So I couldn't decide. But there's five of them.
Okay, I'm going to your Twitter right now. You're not following me.
All right, I'm gonna DM it to you since it's like a couple days back.
You're not following me, but that's cool.
What?
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Am I really not following you?
No, why would you? No, you're following me. I'm sorry. Keeping you on your toes.
I feel so terrible.
All right. I can't find it here. You got to send it to me, like you said.
I just DM'd it to you.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the candy list. Okay. And they're all number one.
Yep. Because they're all great. They're all delicious.
Five candies. Let's see. Black licorice. Yeah, look, black licorice is fine. It wouldn't make any top thing on my list at all, but I'm fine with black licorice. I like the soft stuff, the Australian black licorice, where they're just like, oh, you like all, yeah. Hey, you call that licorice? This is licorice. And then they drop some of their surprisingly squishy licorice in front of you. You're like,
it is really weirdly squishy.
I thought everybody was so tough in Australia. Peter Garrett from Midnight Oil. Gary Beers. Claudio Doherty. I thought everybody was tough down there. But you like soft licorice, I guess. This one, you could not be more on the money, Colette. Buttered popcorn Jelly Belly.
Yes.
Secret gem of the candy world. Buttered popcorn Jelly Bellies are so good. Oh my goodness.
They're surprising.
Surprising is exactly it. I've gone to candy shops that have like the Jelly Bellies and you can scoop them out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done a bag just of those buttered popcorn Jelly Bellies. They're amazing.
That's the money move. I wish that there were candy shops like that in Athens. I can get them online though. I did some research.
Okay. Research might be a strong word for what you did for that.
I mean, I typed it into Google.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. It's like, we might want to reestablish research. There is a bar for what constitutes research. You went to Google and typed in buttered popcorn Jelly Belly. That's not
that
research.
You fit to the website.
Colette, I love you. That's not research. That's called Googling something. Then we have Starburst jelly beans. Don't know if I've ever had Starburst jelly beans.
Those are an Easter tradition in my house.
Mm. How long have they been around?
At least 20 years.
Wow.
Probably more. More like 30, I would guess.
Sour Patch Kids watermelon. I am late to the party with those, but they are amazing.
So good.
And then Dots. What's wrong? Yeah, you got something against chocolate?
No, I don't think chocolate's a candy. I think chocolate's chocolate.
Hold on a second. Now this, you're. I feel like I'm talking to Skip Bayless here or something in terms of the hot takes going down. You're trying to spike the numbers on this and get some eyes on your candy list.
Well, yeah, 19 likes is kind of paltry.
Look, that's true. Well, how about that? Here, I'm retweeting it.
That's true.
I gave you a retweet. Dots, look, Dots are perfectly fine. Dots are, you got to, first of all, with Dots, you got to make sure your teeth are in perfect shape to have Dots. You know, none of them are good. Because every time you have Dots, it feels like you're going into it with the potential to have them pull your teeth out of your gums.
Yeah.
With that gooey marsh that shows up in your mouth after 30 seconds. They're very squishy, too. Though. You like squishy candy. You don't like chocolate, but you like squishy candy.
I like hard candy, too. Like, the black licorice that I have is usually hard because soft licorice has gluten in it and I have celiac disease. Mm-hmm. But importing licorice from, like, Italy or, like, Iceland or whatever.
Humble brag much about having celiac disease?
Yeah. You know, it's a disease that I have that I'm very proud of. What can I say? It allows me to not be able to eat at hamburger restaurants because they don't have gluten-free buns.
Sure. Well, then you just have to get it a lettuce wrap, right?
Ugh. I want to go to this place called, it's called Slut. It's like a new place that's like down the street from me. And, you know, they have all these burgers that are like clearly meant to be eaten with a bun because there's like a lot of squishy and gooey stuff on it, like cheese and other stuff, like different, like kind of liquidities of cheese, I guess, from slices to pimento. But they don't have a bun and they don't have the offer of like lettuce wraps. They don't have any of that. Like you just get it on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think hamburgers are meant to be on a plate. I have a lot of food opinions. Like chocolate is not a candy.
Clearly, you have a lot of opinions. Chocolate is not a candy. I'm sorry to break it to you, Colette. Chocolate is a candy.
Chocolate's chocolate. It's a different category. If I had a different, I could have a chocolate rankings. They'd be really wrong, though. I'm not as experienced.
So you like chocolate, though?
I love chocolate. I think it's great.
You just have determined that your chocolate consumption is not candy consumption.
No, it's not. I mean, it's all confections, but like it's like a subcategory, you know? It mm-hmm. splits off.
Sure, sure. Who on the staff has a thoughts on this? Anyone? Help me here. I think chocolate is candy. Dudio? Is chocolate candy?
Yeah, I count chocolate as candy.
All right.
But I don't like chocolate as much as I like fruity candies.
Man, what's up with all the chocolate hate on the show?
No, we'll get that from me.
I said that I like chocolate.
Guess I'll key. I know one thing. I'm safe with my little Easter bunny then. Around this crew.
Yeah, your hollow Easter bunny.
My hollow Easter
Dots
bunny.
Dots are hollow.
With the weird eye, with the weird candy eye. The weird yellow candy eye.
Yeah, like the jaundiced eye.
And the pupils that you think the chocolate rabbit should be wearing those Von Elmo Lady Gaga glasses, like they just came from the optometrist. And they got pupils going out of their popping out of their gourd.
Very intense. It knows it's about to be eaten.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm safe because this crew, Dudio, doesn't like chocolate that much. He prefers fruity candy, apparently. What do you like, those weird orange slices? You like those?
Oh, I love the orange slander. Slices. No,
that's like the sixth number one on my list.
Well, congratulations, both of you, for becoming your own grandparents. You're both weird. Look, everybody, those things are fine. First of all, those things are 130% sugar. And they're both made for old people from the 70s. They're all made for old people from the 70s. So congratulations on being grandparents from the 1970s, both of you. Call you Meemaw and Peepaw. You like those weird fruit slices.
They're good.
What's next? What are you going to have next? Fig Newtons?
No, I can't because of celiac disease. It's my privilege.
Yeah. Again, the humble brag. We get it. You've got celiac disease. We heard you the first time. You got to stop rubbing our faces in it. Yeah, this look, I think both of you, you're both off target on this chocolate not being a candy. Mike, is chocolate a candy?
Of course it is. It's the best candy.
Thank you, Mike. Look, this is what I needed a little. I needed a little bit of Jersey logic in the mix. We got West Virginia logic where they're saying fruity candy is a thing. Then you got Georgia coming through saying chocolate is not candy.
Well, in West Virginia, we also consider fruit candy.
Well, you consider skunk meat candy.
Oh, it's the best.
There. Like a sugared, in Georgia, a sugared all, skunk all, patty.
Oh, Coke, so. God, that's Christmas for me.
Yeah. God help me, but apparently I'm at the point in the best show, in the timeline of the best show, where Mike is now the wizened voice of reason. Oh, where I just turned to him and he's, I'm like, you're 100% right. Everyone else, Mike, God bless you. You were on the same page. I love when I look on Twitter and Mike will be like, well, it had to happen one day. Tom and I agree about something, like, well, Mike, we agreed about something else. Chocolate is candy. And it is the best candy also.
And dark chocolate's good for your heart, right?
I think it's less bad.
Yeah, it's like wine and coffee. And
When people say things are good for them, I think that means that a lot of times that there's a less, it's less bad than the other version of it. Mike, you had candy. Yeah. Close your eyes. You could be, I dream of genie, and any candy would appear in front of you. What would it be right now, Mike?
Well, I've seen the ads for these new Reese's peanut butter cups, the all peanut butter shell.
Yeah.
I haven't tried those yet.
So you'd want to give that a shot?
Yeah, I'd like to give it a shot. Even though, yeah, they're dispensing with the chocolate, technically.
And Mike, I just saw a Reese's peanut butter cup that had potato chips in it.
Oh, that's wrong. You can't cross snacks like that. You know, I think I've complained before about the ice cream with candy in it. I mean, yeah. It's unnecessary.
All right. Take it easy.
It's excessive.
All right, George Wallace.
Make a choice.
Take it easy. This guy's stick to your guns.
But I don't get to have my opinion.
Now you get to have your, look, you don't get to have your opinion. We, for the last half hour, we've been talking about how chocolate's not candy. Look, Mike is not for the mixing of chocolate and candy, chocolate and ice cream. I am more liberal in that regard. I believe that candy and chocolate, is candy is chocolate. You put it in ice cream. You put it on anything. It'll work. You just drop chocolate on anything and I'm there. Put the potato chip in the Reese's peanut butter cup. I'll try it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good, actually. That'd
maybe I won't dope. Like it.
Depending on what kind of potato chip.
Mike, you don't like a savory thing with chocolate at all?
Savory? Give me an example.
Well, like the idea, have you ever had popcorn and chocolate? Like, you're at the movies.
I've had that.
You're at the movies. You get a handful of popcorn and you get a scoop of M&M in there, too.
Yeah, those chocolate pretzels are pretty good.
Chocolate pretzels might be the best snack of all.
Yeah. No, I'll go with that.
I know when we've already, Mike, you and I, we have very different opinions on snacks.
Yeah.
You prefer, I prefer a butter roll.
Yeah.
You prefer.
Number one, right?
And number one on my list. And your number one was what again?
My number one was Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its. And look, Cheez-Its are a quality snack. Cheez-Its are a quality snack. But, on this one, I think you gotta embrace the savory and the sweet. And I think both of us, Mike, we might have both learned a lesson. Chocolate covered pretzels might be the true answer.
Yeah. I think it's the only thing that brings two worlds together successfully.
Go. Yeah. Pat.
Have y'all tried apple pie hummus?
Well, no, but there's plenty of people. What about the people that put cheese on a slice of apple pie?
That sounds pretty good.
See, I personally, that doesn't do it for me. I've never tried it, but I picture it and I can't imagine doing it. It doesn't sit right with me, but it might be great. I don't know.
It's pretty good.
Okay. You like it? Is that something? Is that a family thing?
It's a family thing. My grandpa ate it like that.
Okay. Pat.
Peepaw.
Peepaw did. Well, you're now Peepaw with your fruit slice, with your weird fruit slices. Pat. Do we have Pat?
He's there, but he may have gone away.
It's okay. I want to hear this thing like.
Hey, I couldn't unmute myself.
That's okay.
But now I'm here. Hey, now Tom.
Pat, what's the deal? Where are you at on this whole candy discussion?
Yeah, I agree that candy, that chocolate is a candy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But.
Nope.
Nope.
Well, I'm just stating a fact, but its dictionary definition would say candy. But I'm also in the Dudio camp of not my favorite candy, or as a grocery store worker in Canada might say, not my department.
Oh, Pat, you're well, Colette, I have some news for you. I just did some research about whether chocolate is a candy, and my research tells me. Chocolate technically can be a candy, but at the same time, it isn't candy. Who is
A technicality.
Who wrote this? Rod Serling? Weird brain twister here. And just listen to the way this
Where'd
is
Where'd you find that? Was that the first result on Google?
Chocolate technically can be candy, but at the same time, isn't candy. Candy is defined as a confection that primarily consists of sugar. And this is the third sentence in this thing. Now, some chocolate products and bars do contain mostly sugar, which is why people argue that chocolate is candy. What's this now in here? What is this? What are you doing? Now I'll tell you about trouble with a capital T. It's like that now is just like, it's like, what is this? The Music Man?
Wait, does candy have to contain flour? That's what this thing is saying. I don't trust this, Tom.
The candy contains sugar? And where does it say flour?
If a product contains flour or is set in the fridge, it's not candy. Oh, okay, cool.
All right, so that's cake.
Very technical.
Cake is not candy.
Neither is chocolate.
Oh, this sounds like we got to get Judge John Hodgman on this one. This sounds like Judge John Hodgman's got to come on. All right, this is one we're going to turn over to the listeners, and we're going to, rest of the show is chocolate candy. Congratulations, Colette. Congratulations.
All right, I'm glad.
It is chocolate candy.
I can't wait to hear the results.
Yes, you did.
Chocolate isn't candy. Why is it in the candy aisle?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Somebody's
marketing.
Confused. Marketing. Yeah. Where should it be then?
Up by the cash registers.
By the cash registers.
By the cat. Well, then that would mean
its own aisle.
Yeah,
cleaning supplies.
Okay. First of all, this is what I'm going to say. Dude is like, oh, I don't like chocolate. Well, you know what? I'll make sure there's plenty of fruit, weird fruit snacks around the studio now. No chocolate. You never get any chocolate. Just weird fruit snacks.
I would love it. I would love every second of that.
Yeah. Okay, here's some grape candy. You want that?
I would eat it all.
Spices.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here you go. Here's some mango candy. Yeah. And then, oh, here. Also, I'm going to give you this. What's that? Oh, it's a barf bag. Oh, yeah, because you can take it with you.
Would anyone like to hear the Britannica.com definition of chocolate?
Yes, please.
Food product made from cocoa beans consumed as candy and used to make beverages and to flavor or coat various confections and bakery products.
It's consumed as candy. That doesn't mean it's candy.
Right.
You're supposed to wear it? So all these things are consumed. All right. Look, there's no talking to these weird fruit slice enthusiasts. You're gonna do what's next? Werther's?
Okay.
No, those aren't on my list.
I'm typing in weird fruit slices in my research. Weird fruit slices, old people, and I want to see what comes up. Yeah, it comes right up. My research tool knew what I was talking about. I'm gonna run this research.
Yeah, your research tool.
Yeah. My research unearthed photos of literally me typing in weird fruit slices, old people.
Okay, I'm doing this. I'm doing the exact same search.
Fruitles. Yeah, and there's weird. This is odd. This is opening a strange door I don't want to open. All right. Well, thank you, Colette. You did it again. You done did it again.
My pleasure.
All right, I will talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, Tom. Talk to you later.
All right. Besho, hi.
Hello?
Hello, hi. To whom am I speaking?
Everly.
Everly. How are you, Everly?
I'm doing fine.
One of my favorite callers, my friend Everly.
I heard you just arguing about chocolate and candy.
Yes. Now, finally, let's turn
a mathematical term for that. Wait, let me finish, please. Just let me finish. A square is a rectangle, but a rectangle isn't a square. Chocolate is a candy, but candy isn't a chocolate.
Ah.
Now that I think about that, that doesn't actually make sense.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. The wisdom of a child. The wisdom of a child, all these dumb adults. You think adults are dumb, don't you, Everly? Sometimes you're just like,
some adults are dumb.
And I'm not looking for you to name names, and it's not, we're not talking about your parents. Your parents are very smart. Your parents are lovely people. But sometimes when you hear these adults talking, you got to be like, oh my goodness, will you ever stop? Right? Once in a while?
Yeah, sometimes it feels that way.
When does talking, it feel that way? At school? Not, and again, you're not going to name names. Not going to get you in trouble.
Even if I would name names, the names would not be my parents.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Like teachers will go blah, 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 blah. And you're like, will you spare me?
I thought we said we wouldn't name names here.
Well, I'm just talking the theoretical. Not naming any names.
Theoretical, okay.
But you're saying teacher, we could be talking about a teacher you had 5 years ago. I'm not talking about current teachers.
My teacher 5 years ago would be my second grade teacher, and she was not actually like that, which is rare from a teacher, but okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Everly,
okay.
when you hear Colette, our friend Colette, and you hear our friend Jason talking about fruit candy and their disgust for chocolate.
Okay. I'm not the biggest fan of milk chocolate, but I love dark chocolate. It's the best.
Okay.
And chocolate is a candy. It was also the first candy. I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first candy to ever be made worldwide, not like somebody might have made themselves like a fruit candy or something, but in like 1866 or something, they made the first candy bar. So, and that was the first candy. So I feel like chocolate should be considered a candy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like, that'd be like if you said classical music isn't music because it was the first one.
Yeah.
And because it's not everybody listens to it right now.
So what you're saying is these chocolate haters also have no sense of history.
Exactly. Yes. That is what I'm saying.
So you're saying they have no sense. You're almost saying that they could be a little more educated on the subject.
Yes. They could be maybe a tad more educated in the subject.
Yeah.
Of chocolate.
Fair enough.
And if chocolate is candy, because it is.
So what you're saying, if I can read between the lines, you're saying you feel that these adults talking about this, they're as dumb as the day is long. Right? They got heads full. They got heads full of rocks, right?
I guess I did look up the definition of candy in the United States. It includes chocolate based and sugar confections. Mm-hmm. So it's literally in like
definition.
Infections. I didn't. 100% right.
I think
the word's
confection. I would not. I'd be worried about eating a sugar infection. I would definitely eat a sugar confection.
Infection? Did I actually say infection?
I believe you said infection.
Oh, crap.
That'd be a good name for your next band. Why don't you call your next band the Sugar Infection?
That would be cool.
That's a good name,
but
right?
I'm kind of busy with my AC/DC band.
But you get ready. You keep it in your back pocket. You go like, all right, everybody, we are the Sugar Infection.
I don't know how people would respond to that.
I think it
would feel like you kind of get a lot of good feelings, and then there's always that one person who's like, that name's stupid about everything, even good names. There's always that one person.
You're never going to make that one person happy, though, Everly, so why bother? They're always going to be moaning.
I don't bother.
You don't. They're always going to be moaning about this and that. Wah, I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't like that. What about that? What about this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Jump in a lake. That's what I say. And these people start doing that? Jump in a lake.
I try not to actually say that to people.
You don't want to say jump in a lake?
Like, go and be like, jump in a lake. I feel like something's going to happen if I say that in public.
That they might jump in a lake.
But what if they can't swim?
Well, look, you can't do anything about that.
I'd be guilty, though.
If they can't swim?
I feel guilty.
If you...
That they...
But you're not pushing them in the lake.
Yes, but what if they take me seriously? Like, it's actual advice.
You really, look, Everly, let's take a step back. You think anybody's going to jump in a lake because you said, go jump in a lake. Right?
Yeah.
Nobody's jumping in no lakes.
Good point.
Is your papa around?
No, but I did actually want to say something about him.
What's that?
He won't let me watch your Double Threat show, but I did see that he's been drawing pictures for it. He sent you guys like a Hellglazer picture.
He did?
Yes.
Your dad's very talented.
I think he is.
That's cool. Hey, I don't want to get your dad's name on the air. I want to make sure, but I want to give your dad credit for it. Tell him to send it to me again. And no, you shouldn't be watching the Double Threat stream.
He says I can't do it till I'm my older brother's age, and he's 16.
Yeah, there's
just some... I don't want to wait that long.
But this is the thing. You got the best show. The best show's all yours. Best show's for everybody from age 3 to...
3?
110. That's the age range of who listens to the best show. From 3...
Has anyone actually lived to 110?
Yeah.
And 2, would a 3-year-old actually understand this?
Oh, I get plenty of 3-year-olds. They like the show.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see how old the oldest person alive is right now, Everly. I'm going to do my research and see. 118 years old. What do you think about that? They're 118 years old.
Wait, what?
The oldest person alive right now is 118 years old.
Oh, so they can't watch the show?
They don't like the show. They're 8 years past the cutoff. And I argued with them because it's this Lucille Randon was a listener. And I had to tell Lucille, you're not allowed to listen anymore. You're 111. On Lucille's 111th birthday, I went and smashed her computer. What's that?
Must have been very upset.
I did smash her computer on her 111th birthday. I showed up at her 111th birthday party, and I smashed her computer with a bat so she couldn't listen to the best show anymore.
Tom.
Well, because she, look, the rules.
I feel like you'd get arrested for that.
The rules are the rules.
And that would be on the news.
The rules are the rules, Everly. The show is for everybody between 3 and 110. No exceptions.
That is no exceptions. Very strict rules.
Very strict rules. And I don't make the rules.
Very strict.
That's the other thing. I don't make the rules. I'm just
following. Who makes the
rules
then? Wait, no. Let me guess. Mike.
No, Mike doesn't make the rules.
Mike says that. I mean the age limit.
No, Mike didn't have anything to do with that.
What does Mike do?
Mike does
What's
a lot
Mike
of things.
Doing?
I can say one thing Mike does is he does different research for the show, and he screened calls for the show for years. He does a lot of different things. He's played so many, and he's on air, and he contributes in so many different ways, comes up with ideas for things we can do.
He thinks chocolate is a candy.
He thinks chocolate's a candy. You ever have those weird fruit slices? Those weird candy fruit slices?
I've had fruit candies, but not fruit candy slices before.
Any adult there who you can ask a question to?
I can call one into my room, but I'm supposed to stay in my room so that there's not a bunch of noises.
Yeah, call someone
in. I live in a loud house.
Call someone in, please.
Cool. Okay. Dad! No, I said dad, not lady. I'm coming.
What's your dad's first name again?
Sorry, my dog was trying to come. No, dad, come in. No.
All right, this is what you need to say at home.
I'm sorry, what?
This is what you got to say to your father. Oh, dear, dear, dear dad.
Dear dad.
Aren't you worried that I'm growing up too fast?
I'm a little worried I'm growing up too fast.
Soon I'll be riding a motorcycle. And doing and tearing up the front lawn doing circles.
Tearing up the front lawn doing circles.
Shouldn't we make some new memories, Papa?
Could we make some new memories, Papa?
Some memories where we eat candy together, perhaps?
Memories where we eat candy together.
Okay. So this is what I need you to do.
This is what I need you to do.
Get that wallet of yours.
What?
Get that wallet of yours.
Get that wallet of yours.
And head on down to the drugstore and buy me as
Go
much
on down to the drugstore.
And buy me as much candy as you can carry.
Buy me all the candy.
And even bring me some of those weird fruit slices you old people like.
And don't forget to bring me some of those weird fruit slices you old people like.
And, now say to him, I'm sorry, did I stutter?
I'm sorry, did I stutter?
What's taking you?
Say you should. He's going. He's in the car.
You should be halfway.
He's driving away.
Say at this by this point you should be halfway to the drugstore, bro.
He already left.
He already left. Okay.
He's already
good.
In his car.
Well, good. There you
I
go.
See, I'm looking out the window. He's driving
yeah,
away.
You're not. No, you're putting me on.
No, he's not driving away. He did leave my room though.
Okay. Well, what else is going on, Everly?
Now he's dying. I can hear him.
Uh-huh.
He's in the kitchen, dying, laughing.
He's having
so
a
hard.
Good time. He's having
seriously.
A good time. That's amazing. Well, Everly, how's school going? You in the home stretch?
Home stretch. I only have one more giant test left.
One more giant test.
One more giant test.
What subject?
Math. So far, I've taken 2 math tests and 3 giant ELA tests.
Okay. You're getting
all
there.
In like different. Like, there was one where I had to do an assignment. Like, mm-hmm. I had to write an essay, a small essay. The other one, I worked on my literary skills. And the other one, and then the third one was about my vocabulary. And then one of math test was like the first semester.
Mm-hmm.
The second math test was the beginning of the second semester, and now I'm doing the end of the third semester tomorrow.
Okay.
So,
well, here's what I'm going to ask
testing.
You. Here's what I'm going to ask you.
So fun.
Here's what I'm going to ask you.
What? Ask it already.
Oh, okay, boss. Wait, you're talking to me. Who's somebody dictating into your ear now? To me? Here's what you said. Here's what I'm going to test your math. 2 + 3 equals what?
2 + 3 = 5.
Very good. 2 + 3 + 2 equals what?
7.
2 + 3 + 2 - 2 equals what?
5.
2 plus 3 plus 2 minus 2 minus 3 equals what?
I didn't hear all of that.
2 plus 3 plus 2 minus 2 minus 3.
Minus 2 minus 3?
Yeah.
2 plus 3 plus 2 minus 2 minus 3?
Yeah. Oh.
Too long. Too long. I can do it, but I'm used to doing it on a piece of paper.
Well, let's think it through. We can do it. We can do it now. 2 plus 3 plus 2 equals what?
Wait, what?
2 plus 3 plus 2 equals?
Equals 7?
Minus 3.
Minus 3 equals 4.
Minus 2.
Equals 2.
There you go. Look, you're in good shape.
Okay. I know that made me sound
You don't need
stupid,
to study. You
I'm
don't need to study
doing...
one more second. You're ready to go. You're
yeah,
ready
I'm
to
like
ace that test.
That.
You're going to ace that test now.
That was my kindergarten test.
No. Okay.
I don't even do addition anymore. I'm always doing multiplication and division.
All right.
And long, boring problems.
Four divided by two equals what?
Four divided by two?
Yeah.
Two.
Okay, you're ready. Now you're ready. You got your division figured out. Take a break. You're ready for the test.
Okay.
All right. And if you fail on the test, I didn't tell you any of this stuff.
Oh, so if I fail, you just didn't say any of
Not
this?
Not my fault. Blame it on your
okay.
dad with the candy.
So you're telling me that I'm ready and that this is all I need to know.
Yeah.
So if I fail, it's somehow not your fault?
Pretty much.
Even though I could be studying stuff that I might actually need to know?
Yep.
And that I wouldn't fail?
Absolutely.
I feel like...
Of course you got to
like
study, Everly. Exciting. You know I'm joking.
I know.
All right, Everly. I'm going to say goodnight.
Wait, I want to say two quick things.
Okay.
Because if I don't, my dad's going to be mad that I didn't mention them. Because he really wants me to mention them.
Yeah.
One was I went to a Kurt Vile concert on Saturday.
You did?
Yep.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Did he play any songs you knew already?
Some of them I knew, some of them I recognized them, but forgot the names of.
Mm-hmm.
My three favorite ones were Bass Ackwards, Pretty Pimpkin, and the Walking on a Sunny Day.
Pretty Days.
I know I did.
Waking on a Pretty Days.
Pretty Days, yeah.
Yeah, that's that amazing. One. You know who he's singing about in Bass Ackwards, right?
You?
Yeah.
By the way, that one got a lot of tears.
You're good. It's about, I'm in it. I'm in it.
Yeah.
I'm in it. Well, Everly, there's something I need
to. When I first heard the song, I was like, wait. When I first heard the song in the car, I was like, wait, is he talking about Tom? And
yeah.
Dad's like, yep.
Yeah. What's the other thing you needed to talk about? Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis? This Saturday, June 11th?
What'd you just say?
Did you want to talk about Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis, which is Saturday, June 11th at 8 p.m. at the PAC Theater in Los Angeles? You could get tickets at PACTheater.com. Is that what you wanted to talk about?
No, I was going to say how I have an AC/DC show on June 19th at 3 p.m. at the Clockout Lounge.
And what town is that?
It's in Seattle.
Okay. You're doing your AC/DC band on June 19th?
Yep. I'm on all the good songs.
Like, give me a sneak peek. What's a good one you do?
I'm on Back in Black, Long Way to the Top.
Oh, that's
If You Want Blood, You Got It. Let There Be Rock.
Wow.
Bad Boy Boogie.
Wow.
And I know I'm missing one.
These are
Live Wire.
Live. Oh my goodness.
There's two more I can't remember.
This is an amazing list.
This is only the songs I'm on. There's a bunch more. I'm only on 8 of the songs.
Only on 8 of them? That's amazing, Everly.
Well, we all have to contribute.
You do, and you're doing it.
There's not always a lot of bassists.
I love it.
There's only like 3 bassists.
Okay.
So.
Well, you're gonna have a great time. I can't wait to hear about it.
Okay.
All right, my friend. I will talk to you soon.
Should I yell at the end that chocolate is a candy?
Yeah, please
do. You go, hey, folks, chocolate's a candy.
Please do. It would make my week.
Okay.
All right. I will talk to you soon, Everly.
You too. Bye.
Good caller. Good caller. We need more good callers in the world. We need more good callers. That's what I'm looking for. Just good callers on this show. Good callers. No, I don't want... This is what I don't want from callers anymore. I don't want people calling up and just talking to me about the same old stuff. I want good callers. And from what I'm hearing, this is one of the best I'm going to get. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Oh, I know who this is.
I hope I'm good. It's hard to follow Everly.
Well, for people who don't know this guy, his name is Zach or Zach?
Zach, but some people with thick accents who've called me from call centers have pronounced it as Zach.
They call you Zach. Well, I'm calling you Zach.
Zach.
This is the guy, Z-Man Zach. He's been calling the show for a long time. How are you, Zach?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. We're testing out the equipment. How's it sound?
Yeah, pretty good. Early on when I was listening, it sounded like you were very faint compared to the callers, but I think it's better now.
Thank you. It's better?
Yeah, welcome to the new studio.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that send-off was something really moving for the Jersey studio.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a really nice show, and I appreciated it so much. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and Jason's song,
Jason's song was great. Stuff. Everybody was great. It was an amazing night. To what do I owe definitely. The pleasure of this call, Z-Man?
Well, I heard the chocolate talk, and I figured I'd get in on it.
Okay, this I want to hear, because this is a guy who, he knows chocolate. You got kids. You're a kid at heart yourself.
Yep. Definitely.
You ever get your Iron Man thing you were trying to sort out? I was on Twitter, checking Twitter. Every 15 tweets was this guy yelling at some toy company because he didn't get his Iron Man doll.
The Sentinel?
Whatever.
Yeah, he came. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Is he still in the box?
Galactus is next, later this year. No, I don't typically do that.
You play with them? I take them out?
Not always play, sometimes just display if I have the space. Unless, my daughter asks me and she's like, hey, let's, grab these guys and make a story and then, mm-hmm. then I play.
And are you ever just like, careful, careful?
Sometimes.
Are you just like, hey, why don't we have them do the story where they watch television? Where they sit still and watch television and don't ever get scratched. Look, the Sentinel is gonna sit here next to he's gonna sit next to Thanos and they're both gonna watch television. They just wanna watch TV tonight. And not get scratched. Sit perfectly still. Now we're going to do a thing where they watch us watch television. God. No, you like to play. I know you have so much fun with your kids, and that's awesome. And do they like all the stuff? Do they like Marvel stuff?
Oh, my daughter does. My little guy is still a little young to really have appreciation for that stuff. But
because Penny, you took him to see the Warriors. He's more into that scene. When he was 6 months old, you took him to see the Warriors.
That,
Walter Hill's The Warriors. Now, what outfit was your younger kid wearing? Baseball Fury? What was he? Was he just wearing a traditional Warriors outfit with the bottles on his fingers? A 6 month old clinking little baby bottles, little formula bottles. Clink, clink, clink. You know, look, Warriors would never happen now. You know why? Uber. It never happened. Right, the Warriors would just call for a car.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I read online that people say, like, think of a movie, like an older movie, and how quickly the plot would end if they had cell phones.
Yeah, Warriors would be a big one. They'd be like, yeah, we need an Uber X. Yeah, be there in 4 minutes. And then they get in the car, like, and they see the Lyft logo also. It's just like, I thought you were Uber. It's like, Uber, Lyft, I do both. So, tell me, so you, since you have kids, what's your deal with the chocolate thing? Because it was put forth, Colette said that chocolate is not candy.
Okay, well, I think it's situational. I think it very much can be candy, but it's not always candy. It's kind of, you know, its own special thing. So, like, if I, you know, I really like cookies. I like chocolate chip cookies. But I wouldn't say that's a cookie with candy in it. And, you know, if you drink hot chocolate, I wouldn't say I'm having a candy-based drink. But say you, instead of the chocolate chips, you swap them out for M&Ms, then you have candy in your cookie. So, you know, chocolate can exist on its own, and say if it's shaped in the bar and you buy it at the register, that's a candy bar. But otherwise, it can be an ingredient, it can be a part of candy, or it can just be, you know, something you put in something else. You know, sure. You bake a chocolate cake.
All you're doing is making the case saying that chocolate is versatile enough to be candy and then to be more than candy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
You're saying it's some sort of superfood.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't deny that. I mean, it's kind of its own category, you know?
But it's its own category, but it also falls under the category of chocolate.
Well, it's chocolate, yeah.
I mean, it falls under the category of candy is what I meant to say, sorry.
Well, yeah, in the right set of circumstances, yeah.
Look, Z-Man, that's how it goes. There's no reason the rest of us shouldn't have to diminish our expectations or our definitions just because chocolate is so amazing. Why are we limiting
we're on the same page
ourselves
here,
because chocolate is so powerful?
Not going to get an argument from me.
Yeah. Oh, no. I know you won't. No. Oh, no. Well, look, I appreciate the wisdom. Do your kids like chocolate?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
What do they like?
You know, well, right now we've been making a lot of s'mores. You know, we buy a marshmallow bag and graham crackers and the Hershey bars, and we'll just, you know, microwave it for a couple seconds.
You don't want to start a fire in the house? You can't do a little campfire in the living room?
I don't know if the homeowners association would approve.
They'll be fine with it. Come on, just go get some. This is my advice to you: go get some logs from outside, clear out the thing, turn the carpet over, and then start cooking them up.
Could do that, or you know, we do have a little barbecue grill on the deck that maybe, you know, we could roast them up on that or something like that.
I think you gotta be safe about it, though.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Be safe
always.
Good. All right, buddy.
All right, nice talking to you as always. Maybe I'll see you in Brooklyn. Great talking to you.
I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Working out the new phone system. Phone system seems to be working good, huh? You happy with it, Dudio?
I am.
Good, good.
Yeah, I am. It's I think the callers are really enjoying the fact that they can hear the show while they're on hold and all that jazz. And yeah, and I'm able to put, do you like the notes that I'm giving you in here?
I do. Okay, and it says here on this one, stupid caller. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So go to town.
All right. Best show. Hi.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Good, good. Who's this?
Oh, no. This is Joe in Manayunk, Pennsylvania.
No, it's fair. Is it quiet for me? It's quiet for me. Is it quiet for the listeners?
Yeah, this one's kind of quiet.
Hmm.
I'm hearing you, okay?
Okay.
This one's kind of quiet for some reason.
All right. Z-Man was quiet, too.
Okay.
So who is this now?
Joe in Manayunk, Pennsylvania.
Joe in Manayunk. Heart of Philly.
Yeah. Hey. Well, a little outside Philly, but
well, no, you know what I mean. Like Philly. It's Philly boy Roy country.
Yeah, you could say that.
So what can I do for you, Joe?
Philly boy Roy call.
What can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to weigh in on the chocolate topic, I guess, and say I agree with what Zach just said. It you know, it can be a candy, but really it's more of a confection. It covers the whole spectrum of foods.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's a confection and a candy?
I think there are chocolate candies, but for me, when I think of candy, I think of like Skittles. I think of like fruit type stuff, and I love those gross, weird fruit slices.
Hmm. Wow. Well, the fruit slices. Look, they're fine. They're fine, but it's a grandpa candy. That's for old grandpa. Let grandpa eat that soft stuff.
I don't know. I agree to disagree, I guess. I also dislike chocolate, which I guess sort of informs.
Dislike chocolate. Well, but, well, well. Now we get to the bottom of it. You dislike chocolate. What don't you like about it? It's too tasty, too flavorful, too creamy and enjoyable. Those are things you don't enjoy. Right?
No.
No, I understand. I understand. You just don't like things that taste good. What do you like, but what do you rather eat? Rat poison or what do you prefer then?
Skittles. I genuinely do think I have a
Skittles are great. I like Skittles. I'm not putting down fruity candy. Yeah, got dude who's walking around here in a huff because he started putting down fruity candy. I don't care. I like fruity candy just fine. He's not walking around in a huff. It's called creative license. So now he's actually walking around in a huff. There he goes. In a huff. The huff. There he is. He's in a huff. He's flipped me off. He has a class act. Him is
why is he flipping you off? Because you.
I think he was saying fruit candy is number one.
Sometimes good.
I believe he was not flipping me off. He was just saying fruity candy is number one.
Yeah.
Look, fruity candy's fine.
No, I am.
I like a Skittle. I like a Sour Patch. Just fine. But I like chocolate. Apparently, that's out of fashion these days. You know what else is out of fashion? Love. And if chocolate and love are out of fashion, then call me old-fashioned. So, Joe, you just don't like chocolate, eh?
No, and I think I can stem it back to a traumatic experience I had at Hershey Park, honestly.
You ever get shoved into the vat?
Like, think someone else.
You got Augustus glooped?
No,
did you get glooped?
No, I did not get glooped.
Don't tell me they glooped at Hershey Park.
They glooped me.
They didn't drop you. Shove you in the tube.
I never did the factory.
The other thing people don't realize, Augustus Gloop probably died in that tube.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah.
He's going to drown.
Like waterboarded with chocolate.
He's going to drown.
I don't think it's ever explained. No, not in the book or anything. No,
but I'll say this about Augustus Gloop. You go out in a tube full of liquid chocolate. What a way to go, baby.
Absolutely.
I want to get glooped. Gloop me.
Gloop me, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
You ever get lost in a big public place and like think someone else is like one of your parents or someone you're with, and then like embarrass yourself by like pulling on somebody's coat?
Yes. When I was a kid, I would accidentally go behind somebody and actually make the mistake that they were a parent, my parents.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh no, it's the worst feeling ever.
Guy's coat. He turned around and he had two e-cigarettes for legs, and that turned me off of chocolate for the rest of my life.
This is not the e-cigarettes for legs guy. You're a rogue. You're a rogue agent. Was that him?
I think it was. But the nice thing about the new phone system.
There is a very nice thing about the new phone system. my friend. What can we do here?
I'm just going to add a note to the phone number.
Please do.
Done.
I love you, buddy. Now we literally know who you are, though. Sorry. Best show. Hi.
Good evening, Tom.
Good evening. To whom am I speaking?
This is Old Butterscotch from Rochester, New York.
Old Butterscotch from Rochester, New York. Now up that way, you all prefer chocolate poured on a plate of spaghetti and fries.
Yep, that's right. That's the wonders of our the garbage plate that you're referring to. Yeah, you just get it slathered in chocolate, and that way it's also dessert. Mm-hmm. Dinner and dessert together.
Then you're in good shape.
Yeah. I mean, we're busy. We're on the go. You gotta get it all in one hot plate of disgusting.
Yeah, one fast meal.
Stark.
Yeah. So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Old Butterscotch?
Well, I saw a tweet about chocolate, whether it's candy or not, and also it's your first night in the new studio. I was super excited. I just got out of work, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna call. So
thank you. I appreciate the support.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're good. It's just the beginning. Consider this, if this was an old comic book, right? And let me tell you something, Old Butterscotch, and everybody else listening. First of all, we're at the beginning. Next week's show, we got an exciting show planned for you. We're going to have Islands live in studio, playing live.
Oh, holy shit.
Nice mouth. Nice job.
Excuse me, sir.
Islands are going to be live because we have a performance area now in the studio. Performance. We get performances down in this thing. And we want more.
I saw it on the...
That's just the beginning. And you know what else? New theme next week. New theme.
What?
We debut a new theme. New best show theme. And you know what else next week? We got some... The tech stuff's going to get better. And some of the old segments are coming back and some new segments are showing up. This is really going to be the complete version of the best show. Everything you loved from the show previously and all sorts of new stuff. Get ready. Get ready, Old Butterscotch.
Ready.
All right.
I've been waiting for the best show to reach its apex form or whatever you want to say.
Well, we're about to go to our final form.
Amazing.
Good.
I will say, if you go out to collect Halloween candy with your pillowcase or whatever, you come back and it's all chocolate items, you still call that Halloween candy, don't you?
Thank you, Old Butterscotch. Yeah, I don't see Colette and Dudio separating out. Well, here's the candy. Here's this other weird confections they dropped in my pillowcase. I don't think they're doing that, are they?
I think it's elitism. Elitism makes you want to you know, separate the tribes. People who want something to be elevated instead of being with the masses, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You and I, old butterscotch, we're down in the trenches with the hoi polloi.
Couple of hard hats.
Couple good old-fashioned hard hats doing what old-fashioned hard hats do. What do we do?
We're laboring.
We're laboring. We're eating chocolate. You mean candy.
Yeah, we just call it candy. You want to know why? Because the lunch bell rings and you just got to shove some stuff in your mouth.
That's right. That's right. Thank you.
Because then you got to get back up there.
That's right. That's right. You get it. You get it, old butterscotch.
When you're dangling off a beam, it's all candy.
Thank you.
You ain't got time to separate out chocolate.
That's right. That's right. You get it. Look, someday they'll get it. Someday. Until then.
Maybe.
Until then, we pray for them.
I pray for them every night, especially Dudio.
Thank you. All right, old butterscotch, I'm going to wrap it up. I appreciate the call. Welcome to the new Bishop, of course.
I'm so excited I got through on your first big new night. And and I saw that the space on the Double Threat live stream, it looks huge.
It is huge. Get ready. It's huge. We're going to take advantage of it. Huge. Bye, bye. Final call. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Kelly from Fargo. How are you?
Kelly, welcome to the Best Show. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Now, you're from Fargo, and I'm sure you must love when anybody quotes the movie Fargo, right? That's just one of your favorite things when people from other states say to you, it's my deal, Wade. You know what goes on down at that McDonald's, right?
You know, I don't mind at all. I don't mind at all.
Okay. Well, how are you tonight, Kelly?
I'm doing well. I just had an opinion about the chocolate versus the candy debate.
No, please help us out here. What where do you stand on this whole is chocolate candy debate?
Chocolate is definitely candy. I mean, that's very silly to say that it isn't. I mean, it's too much of a, it's putting too fine of a point on something that's just meant to be enjoyed. Chocolate is definitely candy. So I don't agree with Dudio about that one, Dudio and Colette. But I will say that I think Dudio is right to like those fruit slices so much. I think they're quite good, especially the ones that are red and taste like cherry, but they're still shaped like orange slices.
Sure, you know all that fruit that's good. That you know those red slice that fruit that's
yeah.
that's. Fire engine red that you just eat yes. a slice of. What fruit is that yeah. again?
It's cherry.
It's called no such fruit. Look,
it's fake cherry flavor.
I would eat. I would eat. Good. I would eat those. Look, do I hate yeah. them? No, I don't hate them. I don't hate them. The only thing is, if you're going to put one of them on, the Carol Burnett show better come on next because I'm six again. At my grandparents' house. Better watch Hee Haw. You better make sure Hee Haw is on the TV. My grandparents watch Hee Haw.
You know, my grandpa always had those candies, so that's true. And now that my own father is a grandfather, he definitely has those candies, and he likes them. But I do like those candies quite a bit. But chocolate is a candy, for sure.
The whole thing with those candies are, they're fine. But they're from yesteryear. Yeah. You might as well be taking a stick and rolling a hoop down the street.
but you know, right? I think I don't like Skittles at all. Skittles, I hate them. I hate them in any variety and any like flavor.
Skittles. What don't you like about Skittles? They're too sweet.
It's not so much that they're so sweet.
Is it they're too like outrageous? Like they're too they have too much attitude. Like who do these Skittles think they are?
It's the grittiness of them.
Yeah, like there is like when they melt in your mouth a little bit, it's like you might as well be eating a mouthful of sand.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
And when I have to get Halloween candy, I get Skittles, so I won't eat them.
Oh, that's very smart. You give the kids like Skittles. You give them Skittles.
Well, I never end up getting any trick-or-treaters, but I always have a bag just in case.
So how many Skittles you have laying around your house?
I give them to my nieces and nephews who do like them. So I just have like a spare bag around just in case.
Yeah.
Then I never end up using them. So I just give them to nieces and nephews. But you know, this takes me back to Halloween when I was little. And my favorite thing to get were those dots in those tiny little boxes. Like there'd be four of them.
The dots? What do you mean?
Like the dots candy, like those gumdrop candies.
Yeah, that's one of the ones Colette was pro gumdrop also.
Yeah. Like I remember getting those and there'd be like four dots in one of those little teeny yellow boxes for Halloween. And I thought that was the ticket. Yeah. I'd love to get those. Yeah.
Look, dots are all right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now all I'm thinking about is hee-haw. My grandparents, they have nothing to do with country anything. I don't think they liked country music at all. They like hee-haw.
You better do a deep dive and watch some on YouTube.
No, I'm going uphill. This is why it's been a struggle my whole life. I started from a deficit. Got these hee-haw loving grandparents. I had to work just to get to zero. They're worried about old Roy Clark jumping out of a cornfield. Gotta worry about Minnie Pearl.
My grandparents are more into Norman Welk, so
they watch Lawrence Welk also.
Lawrence Welk, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Kelly, I appreciate the call, and you have a great night, and thanks for being a part of the show.
You know, Tom, can I give you one suggestion about the book club?
Of course you can, Kelly, because we just finished the book club. We did the most recent installment was for the book Blood in the Garden about the New York Knicks. What would you suggest?
I've read 2 out of 3, and I've really enjoyed it. But my one suggestion is to let AP Mike pick the next one, because I think he'd pick something really challenging and kind of off the beaten path a bit.
He's going to pick something one of those fun packs. He's just going to pick a fun pack. He's going to pick a fun pack. He's going to pick the middle magazine in a fun pack.
I disagree. I think you're not giving him enough credit. I think he'll pick something really interesting. All right.
Mike, how do you feel about this? What type of book would you pick for the next book club segment?
Well, you know, I was interested in reading the book you did, the interview with the author, but I don't know if that's off target now.
The SST book, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a matter of getting the best show out there, and Jim Rulin could have been a book club guest, but it was just, I just did it on the proper, on the show proper, but yeah.
I'd like to do a book that would have broad appeal to most of the listeners, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like what?
So, I mean, you know, lots of people like music. So,
tax evasion.
I mean, I started to read that Lenny Kaye book, but I don't know if it's, I don't know.
Because I think the listener of the best show, Mike, generally the things they're interested in, tax evasion, making alcohol in a toilet. How do you make toilet wine?
I picked up a book. I read a review. He's got another book out. His name is Hernan Diaz, and he's got a book out. But you know, in the review, they mentioned an earlier book that won the Pulitzer Prize called In the Distance, which they compared it to Dennis Johnson and Cormac McCarthy, who are a couple of my favorite writers. So I was like, oh, I got to check this out. I haven't started it yet. I mean, it's relatively short. I don't know if people can check it out, see if it's interesting to you guys.
What about something by, what's his face? Old Lincoln at the Bardo, that dude.
Yeah, George Sanders.
Is George Saunders? Sanders.
I always screw it up. You know, I've read one of his books, and
Civil War Land and
Decline. Yeah, I read that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know; it just didn't do it for me. It was like Poor Man's Vonnegut.
All right. Well,
if you want to, I mean, he's got a lot of fans. I mean, maybe I should have gone further. Certain writers, I'll give them one shot.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't do it, I kind of end it there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why keep pushing it?
Yeah, let's talk about it. It'll be an open discussion.
We'll talk about
it. We'll figure something out. All right.
Yeah, I'd like to hear his real thoughts on it. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, thank you for the call,
thanks,
Kelly.
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. You have a great night. Bye.
You too.
All right, everybody. We're wrapping up. We'll say goodnight. Thanks to everybody who worked very hard to get things rolling here. Thank you to Jason. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Mike. Thanks, everybody on the staff. Thank you. Martine has been breaking his back to get everything going. Martine going so far above and beyond. Hey, we're going to get to start sending these new stickers out. We got the new stickers. They're beautiful. They're going to start going out. And thank you to Amy for putting the packaging on all that together so that we can mail them out easily. Those are going to start going out over the next week. And also, I want to just congratulate, we adopted a dog. I'll talk about this more. We adopted a dog and, we were fostering a dog, me and Julia and the dog, and we were fostering a dog and the dog got adopted by, Ricky Lake, and the dog is all over, People Magazine, online today. So congratulations to Julia and Ricky Lake. You got yourself a great dog. We'll talk more about that next week. And next week we got Islands on the show, and the show starts next week. This was episode zero's way to think about it. Next week we jump into it. It's the next episode. Thanks for listening, and we will be back next Tuesday. Goodbye.